think one of the things about the Adam Smith Business School, it prepares you for the real world, that companies want to recruit graduates from here who can go in and be decision makers, can have critical thinking, can work and do things.
Actually, I think the learning experience in here just reformed my learning habit. Because usually I think in China, for every single course, we got a single textbook. Everything is fixed. Now I need to just remember and answer the question. But in here, we don't have a one fixed textbook. And we just try to find the most innovative, most creative papers from internet. And the knowledge is dynamic and the same as progress. And we need to prepare for the new coming knowledge and the new challenges.
Well, here we have the Adam Smith Business School, named after one of the father of economics, Adam Smith, who wrote The Wealth of Nations. You finding you appreciate the teaching here is a very high standard that you're getting from the teachers you've got.
The teaching staff, they help us very well and engage us for the courses. For example, my MBA course, and the teachers will engage us with the real business and help us to learn how the organization's running, how they do business, how their strategy is. So they help us to learn those knowledge for the real world.
Well, you mentioned in the real world. Have you found any contact with the work you're doing with the real world, with companies, with businesses outside the actual university?
Actually, we have a course named Strategy Foresight. Mm-hmm. This course is mainly actually invite some real businessmen, for example, the CEO or director from the factory or company, mm-hmm. to give us a lecture to tell us about the real Scottish or real Glasgow business here.
You've had this as well, the experience of the outside world.
Exactly, because the identity of my program is more like a theoretical, so we don't have very practical content in our class, but even though our lecturer try to offer us the more diversified knowledge, judge one case from a different dimensions. So I think most of our classmates are quite benefit from such kind of a teaching style.
This is a historic university. It's a wonderful university, but obviously a lot of tradition. But what about the facilities that you have in the university? Facilities within the Adam Smith Business School, facilities within the university for studying, for getting on with your own work?
For us, the school, the business school, provided us the opportunity to associate with organization, provide the facilities like the guest speaking for us to know what the really company face the challenges. I think facilities are not only for the raw materials, right? But also for the teaching skills, what they provide for their students and how their students associate with the teacher and how the students in the future to get their job.
Well, this is important because after all, you're here to get a job at the end. But what about the campus, the Glasgow University campus? Now, we look out the window here and it is quite beautiful. But what about campus life, living and working, studying on the campus?
It's nice because it's for me, I chose a very close place to live here and just 5 minutes from the library.
What about campus life for you? What about campus of Glasgow University?
Actually, you know, I just finished my exams. The life of my last month was like a 3 points life. I wake up from the room and I go to the library and take the lunch and dinner at a restaurant. But before that, I have a very colorful life and I usually just hit in the gym and killing time in the library and a popping clubbing on the weekend. So I think the life here is very colorful. You know, at the first moments when I arrived at the airport and there's some of my fellow students there, they come and to receive us from the airport to the school and I ask them what the most famous thing for the Glasgow. They told me the club. So actually, you can always find a way to relax yourself. And also, there's lots of very, very, very good facilities in universities. My favorite is the gym. And I know that the next year they're going to be a whole new 4 floors new building gonna be built in here, and there's gonna be a new school of Adam Smith. There's gonna be a state of the art. All the equipment in there are the best. I really hope I can just do another year in here.
I remember almost every night after working on my postgraduate work in geography department, I used to go to the Stevenson building and go to the swimming pool and swim up and down, up and down, up and down. It was lovely. You ever use a swimming pool?
Yeah, I used it quite a lot. You know, I was an athlete. I like to, you know, join the sports, especially the gym. And swimming for the summer is my favorite. Last summer, I like every day came there and joined this.
What about facilities for yourself on the campus? Apart from academic, what do you enjoy about the campus, the university?
The library.
The library.
A place for me.
People have said to me, go to any university in Britain and you'll see all the Chinese students sit in the library studying. Is that true?
Actually, part of them are Chinese because I think here maybe a lot of students are very work hard for their study here. Not only Chinese students, I find.
Scottish students in the library, but they have the way different from Chinese people to study the exams or academic things. They know how to improve, how to learn, and how to relax yourself. I think also sometimes we Chinese students need to learn how to relax ourselves to release the stresses from their courses.
When I was an undergraduate at Strathclyde University, 8:30 in the morning, I was in the library, and I leave the library at 8:30 at night. 12 hours every day at the library, studies. And people all say to me, all you do is go to the library. Now, you were mentioning there about eating. Now, here on the campus, I do not remember when I was a student at Glasgow University, I don't remember food that would be maybe like Chinese or even Indian. What about the food here? Is there much variety for you?
Well, the food is it's good. It's amazing, especially fish and chips. Well, I like the fish and chips, be honestly. But usually I will cook the food by myself. I more prefer often to eat Chinese food. The way we're living totally different.